The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you would have heard mention in the news headlines of this advice from EU citizens to stockpile food, water and essentials as part of a European strategy to increase readiness for potentially catastrophic floods, fires, pandemics and military attacks. 72 hours of self-sufficiency is what is recommended. Well, Frank Deegan knows all about this because Frank is the founder of the Irish Survivalist and Prepper Group. Frank, you're very welcome to the show. Do you welcome this advice?
It's long overdue, in fairness. We've been trying to bring this to the front for years just to get people aware of what could potentially happen down the road. They're taking it nice and handy by just saying it's in case of a fire or a hurricane, and then they threw in the very last piece, war. So they don't want to scare too many people with this, but I think they're doing the right thing, just bring awareness to the general public.
And do you suspect, Frank, that it's that final possibility, war, is the most likely to necessitate these stockpiles?
Well, it's not looking the other way at all, but you never know. Sure, I mean, Paddy Putin, he's not finished yet, but the most of the European countries, especially the Scandinavians, they've reinitialized. Their program there, the Swedish have a book called In Case of War. It's a huge book, 36 pages long. And they are basically telling the people around their area to start prepping again. Get your stuff in order just in case, because Russia's on the border. Finland have just done it as well, and so have France. France, I think this is where the story is coming from, because France pushed it lately. But Germany is really pushing it now as well, and all of the EU are putting it out. Now, Ireland did have a book in 1965, and it was in Irish and English. And I only got a copy of it the other day. I didn't even get to read it yet. It's called Carsant. My Irish is terrible. Shobolte Bas Berta. I'd say a lot of people probably know what I'm talking about if you're in the older generation. That book is still at home on a shelf. It's an old pictures and notes about what to do in the event of a nuclear war, especially with Russia in the 60s. That's what that's about.
Yeah. Well, what's the old advice? Bend over, pucker up and kiss your ass goodbye. Is
that the event? That's possible, yeah. Well, you see, the problem here in this country is we're as a neutral country, we're not ever going to get blasted or anything. You know, England will get hit, all right? France, maybe Germany, but we're going to get the fallout from it. So we're not going to get...
Well, hey, Belfast could, and we're on the same landmass, so it'd be problematic for us, to say the least. So listen, before I let you go then, Frank, people listening to this, they might think, well, listen, it's official advice now. I should start stockpiling a little bit. What are the bits and pieces they should start with?
Well, basically what they're trying to say is 72 hours, which is 3 days' worth of food for everybody in the house. So if you have five people in the house, 15 cans of food, 3 litres of water, 3 to 4 litres of water per person per day. Shelter, water, heat, lights. One thing I would say, if an emergency came along, fill up your bathtub. Say there's a hurricane coming in like we had there last month. Fill up your bathtub as full as you can get it, because if the power goes off, the pumping stations for water is not going to work, therefore you won't be able to flush your toilets. That's a small thing, but if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. You have a water source to flush the jacks and to wash your face and whatever. You know, I've always collected water. I've got barrels of water outside, and I've got the big 5 litre water one as well. I've got 3 months worth of food. They're all tinned food. We rotate them a lot, so we're always using them. And that way they're always freshish. And don't forget your dog food as well, pet food, all that kind of stuff. These are little things that people would tend to forget.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's that is good advice. Dog food, and I like that one about filling the bath, because God, how often am I, when I know this power is going to go or something, I'm filling up big glasses or thermos flasks or things like that, and I never think to fill the bath. So I will think of it the next time. Frank, thank you very much. Frank Deegan, founder of Irish Survivalist and Prepper Group.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.